an armful of wood.
Yes.
You'd send somebody out the wood pile, go get us an armful of wood.
That's what they used to say, go get an armful of wood.
Yeah. Now if you had a wagon with some wood in it, you're carrying it, you might say going from one place to the other place, you'd be doing what with the wood? You'd be
hauling the wood.
And if you didn't have a whole load of it, just had part of a load, you might say you're got a wood.
Oh, well, just a jag, I guess.
It's funny, I never heard that word till I moved out here.
Did you ever hear it before? You never?
Not till I moved out.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
What do you call it there?
Just a part load, I guess.
Part load. I would call it the jag.
Something I hear it all over around here. I know that's what you people use.
You've heard it before.
Just around in Illinois here. I've been doing this kind of work all over the northern half of the state. I hear it here, but I never hear it anywhere else.
Yeah, good.
Never have heard it where I'm from. Of course, I'm from a city, so maybe that's part of it. The instrument, musical instrument that men play?
French harp.
And the kind that?
Jew's harp.
And around the barrel you have big metal
hoops, steel hoops.
And you have a bottle of something and you don't have the top for it. To keep the liquid from coming out, you put a
cork.
And if it's made out of glass?
Well, they'd still call it a cork, a glass cork, wouldn't you? If you had a bottle and you put it, keep the liquid from coming out, it'd be a cork, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But if it was made out of glass, you'd still call it a glass cork.
Well,
what would you call it?
We have one on a ketchup bottle. I never know what to call it. It has a glass thing in it. I call it a stopper, I guess. Yes. You ever call it a stopper?
Well, you could call it a stopper, too.
Yeah.
You could call it a stopper, yeah. That would go, too. I've heard that, and I guess I've called them that.
If you have a nail and want to get the nail in the board, you hit it with a
hammer.
And now, I'm in completely unfamiliar territory here now. That is how the horses are hooked onto the front of the wagons. I'm from the city. I don't know much about this. But, for example, if you had one horse and you want to hook him up to a wagon, you'd hook up to a what?
We have what we call a shaft then.
Is that
two horses would be a tongue, wagon tongue, one on each side of the tongue. Then you'd have a double tree, single tree, a neck yoke. And the shaft would be a little different, single buggy.
The shaft would be on a buggy?
Yeah.
But not on a wagon?
Huh?
Not on a wagon, though.
Well, you could have a small wagon. Wagons drawn with one horse called shaft.
If you had a one horse, what's the single tree then? Is that different?
That's where you hitch the horse on. That's the single tree. That's where the traces of the harness would hitch onto the single tree. A double tree would be a piece of wood and a single tree at each end, and you'd hitch two horses on, one horse on this end and one on that. That's what you call a double tree. But a single tree is just one single tree. Or you just hitch one horse on.
Do you ever call a double tree a double single tree?
Double single tree. Well, I don't know as I did, but it could be called that.
How about whiffle tree or whipple tree?
Whiffle tree, so some of them I think I've heard of that.
That's the same as single tree.
Same as good deal, same thing.
Okay. The thing that breaks up the ground,
that's a plow.
And then you go over it
with a disc.
And then a
pulverizer and harrow.
Do you ever have a sort of a thing you hooked up to the horse to take the stones out of the field?